All right. I took Pat Pagano's suggestion, ladies and gentlemen, and I watched the entire the entirety of Bird Box. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. And first, Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. And how did you like it now that you watched the whole thing?
Okay, I watched the whole thing. I ended up liking it, okay? The only thing I didn't like about it is I kind of knew what direction it was going in the whole movie.
Right.
The acting was very good in it. And the end was very good in it. The end caught me by surprise. I knew that the end was going to be a happy ending, but it caught me by surprise.
Yeah.
But the movie reminded me so much of The Happening that I couldn't get that out of my mind. Now, that was the movie. The Happening was when people were coming home on a train and stuff, and a wind blew in, and it made people do exactly what happened in that movie, go crazy. The exact same
premise.
And it was because of humanity. You know, it was a thing. And at the end of that movie, the wind just stopped in the United States, and it went to a different country. It was so similar to that. I said to myself, boy, these are very, very similar. Now, I'm not going to say any more than that because I don't want to give away.
Right.
But you know, it was very good. And you know what? Sandra Bullock, you loved her and you hated her in that movie at the same time.
Right. You know, I still think she should. I mean, if anybody were to be nominated for an award, she should be.
Yeah. You loved her character and you hated her character.
Right.
Her character was a love-hate character who was very good in a lot of things, but was just a cold, ruthless character in other ways. But it was an interesting movie. You're right. So it was
interesting, and it's similar to that that movie that was out a little bit earlier in the year where they did not talk. Remember, it was last year.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
That movie was much scarier. That was a scary movie.
So I didn't get a chance to watch too much else, although the movies are coming in now that, you know, because I'm part of the voting thing. So I think I got The Wife came in and something. Is it The Brother or something like that, or The Son?
I don't know.
Two movies that are nominated, you know, up there.
There's two movies I want to see. I want to see Vice.
Okay.
And I want to see the movie with what's his name, who was in Godzilla, who's paralyzed, and he's in the wheelchair, and he's got the guy that's got to help him for the rest of his life. I forget what the name of that is.
Don't even know that.
It looks like a great movie. It looks like a great movie. It's based on a true story.
Interesting. They'll be coming in, so I'll see if I have a chance to watch them. Let's get to the weather, and I'll tell you exactly what Pat did over his, quote, 2 days off. As you well know, Marshall, it's never a day off. But anyhow, today, if anybody has any kind of a wintry mix, and it's light and it's spotty, it'll end by mid-morning. The sun comes out, we're in the mid-40s. Tonight, we're in the low 20s, it's clear. Sunny tomorrow, mid-40s, clouds come in late. Late tomorrow night, rain comes in. What's late? After 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And then Saturday, we have some rain. I do think it'll clear by later in the day. Low 40s for Saturday, and I'm only going for some rain because I think that next storm system may stay off the mid-Atlantic and to our south. By Sunday, we're back to partly sunny at a high of 45 to 50 degrees. Now, next week is going to be a little bit more interesting because what will happen is in back of this system on Saturday, colder air will begin to drain in later Sunday into Monday, and it will come down from eastern Canada. Now, just picture this. Now, the next storm is going to be moving into the southern Great Lakes, but because of this cold air, it's going to get forced east-southeastward. And it's going to constantly redevelop to the east and southeast. So it will be able to move up through the Great Lakes like these storms have been doing. It's going to be moving east-southeastward. And that's going to keep cold air locked in over us. And that's going to mean trouble for Tuesday of next week. So I'm just giving you a heads up on that.
Trouble for next week. It means we could wind up with, you know what?
Yeah, that is correct.
Snow. We could.
Yes, that is correct. And I still see a whole change in the weather pattern after the middle part of the month. And I've been telling you that for a long time, and I still see it, even though the models don't. There's some hints of it now. You watch. It will change. As we get into the latter part of January, it'll be a whole different pattern. You'll say, goodness, oh man, would have finally woke up. Because that's what's going to happen.
And we're
going to
say, what the hell happened here?
Right, exactly. So our New Year's Eve went over well, except for the fact that, as you know, it was a Marshall Miles weather night.
Oh, yeah.
With rain and just, you know, just not nice. And a lot of our guests who had to come up from Long Island and took the Palisades had a lot of trouble because it was fogged over. And they had to drive very slowly, especially if you're not familiar with the Palisades. You're going to go even slower. And so everybody was kind of late in getting here. But nevertheless, they got here. We had a very, very quiet New Year's Eve. Was nice. And then they hit the same fog on the way back. So it was still foggy when they left, and that was after 1 a.m. in the morning. So I got up Tuesday, and after I did, you know, the little breakfast and settled up the house and everything like that, it was about 10:30. I looked at the time. I said, you know, it may be windy, but boy, it's 56 degrees. That is pretty balmy.
Yeah.
Pat, put on your old sweatpants. Pat, put on your old sneakers. Pat, get your old hoodie. Out I go, and I'm up 15 feet high on the pillars, taking down my Christmas lights. I get all of those down. It's only 45 minutes it took me. I said, you know what? I'm going to start taking down the signs that are on the house, Merry Christmas and all that, took that down. Now it's only a little over an hour. You know what? I'm going to take the lights off all the bushes. Now it's about an hour and a half. What's left? The blow molds. The choir girls, Santa, Frosty, and the Care Bears. In they go. All the extension cords put away. 2.5 hours, everything down. Neatly put away in the shed, nothing left on the outside except the nativity. I will take that down after the 7th of January. So I left that up and come strolling in here New Year's morning, and Marshall knows about this.
Yeah.
I'm in the weather center, and I said, oh my goodness, I can't believe the stupid thing I did. I did all of the forecast for everybody, and never, ever sent them. So I started sending them all. Everybody was very considerate of that. So I started sending them all, made sure everything was okay there. And then the rest of the day was kind of like, okay, let me tinker around and let me start putting some of the other stuff away. And I did that. And then yesterday at the accountant's office, not too bad, an hour and a half, came back home. And I continue putting more stuff away. Now, the tree's not down yet, and nothing's off the tree, but all the surrounding stuff, most of that has already been packed and put away. So I still have the mini Rockefeller Christmas tree to tackle.
I just want you to know that on New Year's Day, we have a 30-second weather block we have to fill, right, with our programming. We had lots of dead air before and after the weather until 11 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness. No, well, it shouldn't have been 11 because I sent it over at 8.
I know. I didn't check back until after.
Oh, you didn't check back. I said, oh, my goodness. It must be a senior moment.
Hey, no, You could have been driving a bus. remember
that's yeah, I mean, everything was done. That was the novel of it. But anyhow, c'est la vie. So everybody have a very, very happy start to the year. And Marshall, we'll get together again tomorrow.